I'm Duncan.
And I'm Papa.
And you're listening to Duncan and Papa. We're two episodes away from our last one.
Our second last one is tonight, and our last one will be tomorrow. Are you excited?
Yep.
Yeah?
Yep.
We're still figuring out what we're doing for the last episode, but a whole year. Wow.
Yeah, it's also 2020. If you don't know.
I do know. All right. What is your question for me tonight, the first evening of 2020?
If you found some food and drinks that said eat me and drink me, like in Alice in Wonderland, would you eat and drink them?
Ooh. So if I found food that said eat me, and drinks that said drink me, like in Alice in Wonderland, would I do that? Would I eat and drink them? Well, part of me is scared.
Why?
Because I think they could be special or have magical powers to change me or do something to me.
Like what?
Well, maybe I would shrink. I have next to no knowledge of Alice in Wonderland. I was not a Disney kid, and I don't think I've ever read the book, let alone watched the movie, but I know we've flipped through some of your picture books that were from Alice in Wonderland, and I think the things that say eat me and drink me are not just normal foods and drinks.
Yeah.
But on the other side of it, it could just be marketing. It could be somebody that produced food that needs to sell it. And they figured, hey, if I just say eat me, somebody might eat me.
Maybe
it's free samples. There's a sign that says drink me. I would like free samples. Free samples are wonderful. Do you like free samples?
Yeah.
So if you saw a tray full of drinks and it said drink me, would you do it?
Only if it was a drink I like.
Like what?
Orange juice.
Okay.
Water.
Okay.
Pineapple juice.
Okay.
Cranberry juice.
Okay.
That's it.
What about tickle juice?
Nope.
Tickle juice.
Oh, pickles to eat.
If there were pickles that had a sign on them that said, eat me, you would eat them?
Yep.
What if they were shrinky dinky pickles that made you super duper tiny?
Nope.
You wouldn't eat them?
I wouldn't.
But you wouldn't know until you've eaten one, right? That's the question. Do you take a chance and eat something that says eat me, or do you not? And be safe, be careful.
I think I would do be careful.
I think I would too as well. You can never be too careful when it comes to trying things that you haven't made. But I am a little bit hungry, so.
Me too.
And a little bit thirsty.
And a little bit thirsty, me too.
Yeah, so that tray over there that says drink me and eat me, should we just go have some?
No.
No?
No.
Well, I'm on the fence. I'm so confused. All right. Ready for my question?
Why, yes.
You saw me writing down my question, which was inspired by the comic book that we just finished.
Yeah, and I think it was, if you were someone who makes special shoes, what kind would you make?
Pretty close. If you were a special shoemaker, what creative types of shoes would you make? What do you think? If you could make shoes that do anything, what would you be able to do with those shoes?
Walk on ceilings.
Oh, how would that work?
I'll put plungers at the bottom.
Okay. That'd be pretty cool. What else? What about if... Could you make me a pair of shoes that have that little shaker shovel for the kitty's litter box? So I could just put my foot in the litter box, scoop the poop, shake off all the litter, and then put it in the litter box? Or the poopy box?
I'll try to.
Okay. What else? What would be some fun shoes to make?
I'm gonna make it funny.
Okay.
B- bedtime shoes.
How do those work? What do they look like?
They look like real moons, real full moons.
Oh, cool. Could you mean
real half moons.
Half moons.
For 1 foot, half for the other.
And then when you put your feet together, you have?
A full moon.
That's pretty cool. Do they light up?
Yes.
Nice. Could you make me shoes that have hamster wheels and a little side door? So if I want to go for a walk with a pet hamster, I could just open the door, put him in, and then as I walk, he's running on the wheel beneath my foot.
I don't know. Does it have to be a hamster house?
Yeah, but it doesn't have to be very big. Just a...
It's supposed to be shoes.
Yeah.
And you would be walking on your hamster's wheel.
Yeah, I guess there would need to be some separation between us, like a platform, so I don't accidentally step on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else? Could you make me shoes that grind coffee beans for me every step I take?
Then you should walk on coffee beans.
Can you make me shoes that are miniature microwaves that I can put popcorn bags in, those mini bags, and eat some popcorn while I'm out and about?
Why would you want that? I can't even do that. How would I even... Oh, maybe I can. I'll just buy shoes and glue a microwave on it.
Pretty straightforward, right?
Easy.
What else? What other kinds of shoes? Wacky and creative shoes could you make?
Wacky inflatable shoes that actually have the wacky inflatables moving.
That'd be pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. What about,
farting shoes?
So every step you take, you hear a fart?
Yeah.
I would like those. Those would be pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a lot of shoes. What's the name of your shoemaking business?
Shuga Shoe Shoe.
I thought you were going to say Shoes Are Us.
Oh, actually, your name.
You like that?
Yeah.
Instead of Shoe the Shoe Shoe?
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll have to see what domains are available.
Why?
ShoeTheShoeShoe.com?
Yeah.
ShoesRUs.com?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Both.
All right, buddy. I think that's good for tonight. Are you excited? One more episode left. A good bit of contained excitement. All right, it's been nice chatting with you. Should we? And yes, we absolutely must do this again tomorrow.
Yes.
One last episode.
Daddy.
All right, buddy. See you, see ya. Goodbye.
See ya. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
See you. Bye-bye. 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 Bye-bye.